This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Talking about post being dunked in water. And we're going to move on to a new theme, inshallah, today. For the last maybe couple of weeks, we've been talking about outreach and dawah, which is what the theme of the month of August was for us. We're coming towards the end of the month of August, obviously, so we're going to kind of switch to something different a little bit. I want to just kind of thank all those who were involved in the different events that occurred here with the intention of outreach on Saturdays and throughout the month. And today specifically, it was a very beautiful turnout, mashallah. People had a good time. A lot of new faces, people I've never seen before, and we were able to mingle and get to know some new people. Outreach should not end with August, obviously, but we use this monthly theme just as a way to initiate or encourage people, inshallah, to perform more da'wah and to bring, you know, the people that don't usually come to masajid to masajid. And not just that, but also, you know, reach out to non-Muslims and, you know, try to perform as much da'wah as possible. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put us on this earth to do. We should never forget our main goal, our main objective. The theme that I'm going to initiate or start today or moving forward for the next couple of weeks is the significance of Jumu'ah. And I'm doing it now because it's right before school. This is where people drop off. This is where it starts to fall off. Throughout the summer, people are mostly, the kids are off, the students are off. And parents, you know, have time off, and so people come for Jumu'ah, and you see a lot of faces. And then September comes in, and then the numbers just start to plummet. And not because, you know, it's not because I want people. We're already, obviously, we can't actually handle the numbers that come here throughout the winter because it's too cold outside. In the summer, we can have people outside, but we can't. But the idea of attending Jumu'ah, making sure that you do that, regardless of where you are and what you're doing, and how, yeah, knowing what the importance of Jumu'ah is, what the etiquettes of attending Jumu'ah are. And I want to share that through maybe a series, a few weeks of going through the ahadith that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam gave us regarding that topic. So I'm going to start with probably the most famous of them all. يروي الإمام أبو داود في سننه بسند حسن عن طارق بن شهاب رضي الله عنه قال أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. So the hadith is in the collection of Imam Abu Dawood. It has a reasonable chain of narration, narrated to us by Tariq ibn Shihab, one of the Sahaba. And he says, this is what he said, alayhi salatu wasalam. قَالَ الْجُمُعَةُ حَقٌّ وَاجِبٌ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ فِي جَمَاعَةٍ إِلَّا عَبْدٌ مَمْلُوكٌ أَوْ إِمْرَأَةٌ أَوْ صَبِيٌّ أَوْ مَرِيضٌ. So the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam tells us that Jumu'ah is obligatory. It's haqq. It's a haqq. It's something that you owe. It's a right upon you. Haqqun wajib. Haqqun wajib means it's a right that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has upon you, and it's obligatory for every Muslim in jama'ah to be done in congregation. Except for someone who does not have their freedom. So slaves aren't forced because that's not fair to them, because they can't control their time, so it's not fair to be wajib for them. For sisters, they don't have to come for Jumu'ah. They come, obviously, ahlan wa sahlan, jazakumullah khair, and there's ajr, but they don't have to. They're not obligated because they are the primary caregivers of their children. And if the men and women come to Jumu'ah with the children, then it's Eid every week and you don't have masajid to put it all together. So they don't have to. Or someone who is underage, or someone who is sick. So these are the four that exist in this hadith, and these are the four that for sure don't have to come for Jumu'ah. So these four categories that the Prophet ﷺ pointed out for sure don't have to come to Jumu'ah. So someone, we don't have that first one. We don't have people who are who don't have their freedom. I could actually argue that a little bit, but I'm not going to tonight for the lack of controversy. But we don't have that specifically anymore. But no, sisters don't have to come. People who are underage don't have to come for Jumu'ah. And someone who is ill obviously doesn't have to come to Jumu'ah. It doesn't talk about those who are traveling because this hadith is presuming the context is for people who are living within cities, not traveling. Traveling, there's a large caveat for traveling, meaning the madhahib have a lot of different opinions on what constitutes travel and whatnot. But someone who is traveling does not have to attend Jumu'ah. They can just pray Dhuhr. If you're on a trip somewhere outside of the country, outside the city for a few days, you don't have to attend Jumu'ah. But there are details within madhahib regarding that. So what madhahib you follow, you should learn the details of Jumu'ah in Safar for yourself so you know at what point you should do it and what point you don't have to do it, because they differ on these details. I'm not going to get into that, but these are the four you definitely don't have to. Now, everyone aside from that, so all males, Muslim males of age living in their city, Jumu'ah is a right upon them, and it's wajib, it's mandatory. You must attend Jumu'ah. Not optional, it's not encouraged, it's not something that we, it is mandatory, it's obligatory, it's a right that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has upon you. You must attend Jumu'ah. We all have jobs, and we all have long weeks, and it's all difficult. Figure out a way to attend 15, 20 minute Jumu'ah. Now you could easily come and say, well, you don't do 15, 20 minutes. And I don't. I don't do a 15, 20 minute Jumu'ah, and I never will. It will. You come here, it's going to take you 40 minutes. 40 minutes from the beginning till the end. Not a second slow, less than that. I don't care. You figure it out. There are other options that can be made available that exist in the city, where they can be 10, 15 minutes, so it's short, so that you can make it back from where you want to go. That's fine. Or you can establish it within your work, or you can establish it within your school. People who go to Western, for example, in Fanshawe, there are more than one Jumu'ah that are put together there. Depending on where you work in the city, there are Jumu'ahs that are established around you that you can go and you can go attend. The Jumu'ahs that we try to establish in the bigger masajid of the city should be proper Jumu'ah. It shouldn't be something really quick and stuck there. It's proper Jumu'ah. What we are actually trying to suggest to the country that we live in, that this should be protected time for Muslims. And by the way, constitutionally speaking, you have a constitutional right to protected time for Jumu'ah. You do. You don't want to ask for it because it makes you look kind of weird in the midst of what you're doing. And you don't want to be put in that position as the person who's asking for time off on a Friday afternoon. But you have a constitutional right to be excused for your religious needs. And this is the only wajib that you have throughout the week that you have to attend as a Muslim man. You have to attend this. So you have to ask for it. I went and I did this when I was during residency, and I was told, well, this was the answer that I got. They didn't give me the time off. I would just go to one of the, there's a place in both hospitals where a couple of residents or physicians come and they pray Jumu'ah. It's like three or four of us, and it's always rushed. But when I asked for it, this is what I was told. I was told, well, all of the Muslims, physicians and residents before you never asked for this, right? That's what I got. So of course I wailed on all of my physician friends. I'm like, this is your fault then. And we're not getting this because you didn't ask for it. So this is actually an issue. You have to ask for Jumu'ah, not for you. You have to ask for Jumu'ah for the rights of Muslims everywhere. You ask for Jumu'ah because once all Muslims ask for Jumu'ah time off and it becomes an epidemic in the country and all private and public sectors have this problem, then they'll finally figure out, well, maybe we don't need both Saturday and Sunday where they're supposed to go pray but no one actually goes to any of their prayers. Maybe we give a time during Friday so these Muslims who actually want to go to their prayers can go to their prayers. So it's obligatory upon you to go and ask for this. You have to go and make a little bit of a hassle. You have to go and push this a little bit. You want an hour or an hour and a half to go attend your Jumu'ah. And if you have to come back, I still do this. This is how I do it every week. Work in the morning, finish, come for Jumu'ah. Sometimes I have to go back and sometimes I don't. But we make sure, because Jumu'ah is worth the time. It's a wajib, it's a haqq. This is an issue of divine revelation. This is an issue of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreeing something that is mandatory. I'm going to every night narrate a hadith and you'll see. By the time we're done, you're like, okay, this is a big deal. But I started with this one because it's the most simple and it's the most clear in terms of who I'm talking to. I'm not addressing, so sisters, they can attend, but they don't have to. So it's not, but for men, it's obligatory. You have to take this seriously. يروي الإمام أبو داود في سننه بسند حسن عن طارق بن شهاب أن النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال الجمعة حق واجب على كل مسلم في جماعة إلا عبد مملوك أو امرأة أو صبي أو مريض. صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله.